I'm Bill Anderson, and welcome back. This is Central Standard on KCUR and KCUR.org. And here is the latest, just to kind of tag team with Maria Carter. Up to 8 inches of snowfall, a winter storm warning in effect until 3 o'clock this afternoon, but snow is likely to continue to fall into the evening hours. Road conditions, very poor, and Missouri Department of Transportation is urging people, unless you have to be out there, stay off the roads. You heard Maria talk about eight plows going into the ditch. That's probably all you need to know to just stay in the house and maybe telecommute or just play. Just have fun today. The airport is currently open, but many flights are canceled. Power outages are being reported throughout the metropolitan area, with the most pressing problems occurring, it seems to be, Leavenworth and Ottawa. So if you're experiencing a power outage, you're listening to us by alternative means, or have a downed line, you need to report that. And boy, folks, just be careful out there. Andy Bailey is with the National Weather Service, and Andy is joining us on the air this morning. It's a busy morning for you, Andy.
It sure is, Bill. We've had our hands full with the snowfall this morning.
Were you able to make it into work, or are you working from home?
No, we've made it in. I had a backup plan. One of my friends has a pretty high clearance vehicle, but didn't need it today. The city was out plowing the roads quite early.
Yeah, well, give us a snapshot of what's going on in the Kansas City area.
Well, we've really seen snowfall taper off quite a bit over the last hour or so, and really the worst of the snowfall is behind us, as I heard you mention earlier. I would expect anywhere from a half inch to even less the rest of the event. Winds will slowly die off the rest of the afternoon, but frankly, the snow is so wet and so heavy that blowing snow once the snow ends is not going to be a problem.
Okay. So it's not so much the depth, really. It's just the fact that it's so darn heavy.
Yeah. You know, certainly people that have any kind of heart issues are going to not want to be scooping the snow. It's not going to be easy to scoop, and certainly it's causing problems with the roads being slippery and icing up as well.
Yeah. You know, I slept at the studios, as did a couple of other people, including our Morning Edition host, Michael Byers, and about on an hourly basis, I went to the window to see what was happening out there, and for the longest time, it just seemed really passive, you know, from a weather standpoint. And then about 1 o'clock, it started to really come down, and then it continued to come down.
You know, I woke up at 3:30 and looked out the window and just had a sinking feeling in my stomach. I thought, you've got to be kidding me, because it wasn't what we were expecting by 3:30, but it certainly picked up from there on. And so while we don't like to see the region get hammered with this amount of snow, we don't like to be wrong either.
Yeah, well, you know, I heard reports. I think it was Wayne Goodwin on NPR reporting that there was something like 19 inches of snowfall in Amarillo, Texas, and winds up to 75 miles per hour. So maybe we got off a little bit easy?
Maybe, but I'll tell you what, down here in Pleasant Hill, we're sitting at 13 inches. They had 14 inches over near Warrensburg. So many places really got hammered. And frankly, the snowfall was probably higher than a lot of people are reporting. Because it is so wet and heavy, it actually compresses as it falls. And so the snow depth itself is probably a little bit underrepresenting what actually fell during the nighttime hours.
So how wide of an area, if you're looking at radar right now, tell me what you see or what you would see.
As far as what is occurring?
Yeah, as far as what is occurring.
Well, right now we've got it really lightening up with the metro area. The heaviest band of snow currently stretches from near Topeka up through far northwest Missouri into Atchison County. But again, even that is diminishing and will continue to diminish as the day goes on.
So we have a chance to get a grip on this and kind of wrestle control from the storm maybe later this evening?
Well, that's right. I'm sure the road crews will make quite a bit of headway on the area roadways this afternoon as the snow lets up. And looking at some of the KC Scout cameras out there, it looks like traffic's very light, so that's going to certainly help them as well.
We're talking to Andy Bailey of the National Weather Service. You're in Pleasant Hill, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah. So by snowstorm standards, maybe first compare this to last week's storm.
You know, it was different in that last week's storm was certainly a lot drier snow, and it was a lot more intense, but it was shorter-lived. We saw snowfall rates 3 to 4 inches per hour with thunder snow from last week's storm. With this one, it was a little bit longer drawn out. The atmosphere was slightly warmer, and a lot of the snow was actually melting as it fell early on, and again, that heavier, wetter snow actually led to a lot more a lot less snow depth, but it'll still just as much snowfall as we had last week.
You know, Andy, I may have been dreaming, but I swear I heard thunder last night.
There were a few claps of thunder when the precipitation first moved in the evening hours, and certainly there could have been a lightning strike or two overnight. But it wasn't the same sort of setup that would give us such intense snowfall rates as we saw last week.
You know, it's I find it so peculiar. We've had so little precipitation in the past year in the Kansas City area, and then suddenly we're dealing with upwards of a foot to two more in some locales. What gives?
You know, these patterns, they just change from time to time, and climatologically, this is really nearing the end of the season for when we'd expect the snowfall. And for us, I guess the thing we can take away from this is better late than never as far as the drought is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we don't get some heavy rainfall on top of this snow before it melts, as it melts, it will probably seep into the soil and certainly help. While it won't completely alleviate the drought, it'll go a long ways to helping things out. Now, if we were to get rainfall on top of this, there'd be a good chance that the rain would melt the snow and it would all just run off and really offer no benefit to the drought. But hopefully we get a slow warm-up and it just melts into the ground.
Well, Andy, tell us, what do you expect in the extended forecast?
Unfortunately, we're not looking to get all that warm anytime soon. Highs will probably be in the 30s for the next several days. In fact, as I click through our forecast here going on in time, we don't have a forecast high in Kansas City above 40 degrees until Monday, and even then we're only looking at 42, and same thing for Tuesday, down to the upper 30s for Tuesday. So we've only got one day out of the next seven that we're forecasting temperatures to rise above like 40 degrees. So it's not going to feel like early March, that's for sure. This time of year, we ought to have average high temperatures in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and we're going to be a good 10 to 15 degrees below that for at least the next week.
But it could give us that slow melt that you alluded to that we need.
That's right. Hopefully that we'll see that. And certainly if we have some sunny days, that will help accelerate that melt a little bit.
Andy, you make a career of weather, so you're probably giddy today, right?
You know, like I said, the excitement is really leading up to it. And then when it's actually occurring, that's when kind of the nerves set in because, you know, we've advertised this for several days that it was going to be a big snowfall event. And again, while we don't necessarily want it to happen, we sure don't like being wrong either. So,
of course, not.
From a professional standpoint, it's nice to see the forecast. We're pretty accurate, all things considered. But obviously, from a personal standpoint, I don't like scooping my driveway out any more than anybody else does.
Of course not. We've been speaking to Andy Bailey of the National Weather Service in Pleasant Hill, Missouri. I know you're busy today, and I certainly appreciate you taking the time to speak with us on KCUR.
You know what? It's our pleasure. Thanks for having us on.
Be well, sir.
Thank you. You too.
Now, Steve Porter joins us. Steve is with the Missouri Department of Transportation. Hi, Steve.
Morning.
How are you today?
Looks like we've made great progress in the last 2 hours, and we're really excited about that.
Well, that's great. As of this moment, how would you rate the road conditions in a word?
Much better.
Okay.
That's two words, but I'll take it.
We'll put a hyphen in there, you know?
But,
yes. Hey, so was it really, how bleak was it this morning for commuters?
Well, as Andy described it, it was a very wet snow, and that's offers a different type of difficulty. Heavy wet snow is harder to plow, and the closer we get to the shore, the more it's likely to pull the plow over toward the side and toward the ditch. That occurred in several places. We had one truck that was turned over on I-35 down by Southwest Traffic Way, and took us a long time to get that one up. It's not unusual for us to have plows going into ditches. Generally, we can get those out with our own equipment. Occasionally, we need to call a tow truck and have them pull the equipment out. But generally, it's not uncommon for that to happen. It happened more this time on the main routes because of the heavy snow, and it just, once you get in there and hook some of that heavy snow or a big bank of heavy snow, it'll pull you right into the ditch.
Okay. So it had nothing to do with visibility at all?
Generally, in this case, it didn't because it wasn't blowing snow. It wasn't that light, fluffy stuff.
Yeah.
But it was very heavy and very very strong. If you've ever tried to drive a vehicle into a drift and you know what that feels like, it takes control of your steering and directs you right into the drift.
Hopefully no injuries.
No injuries. We
Good.
Were very fortunate.
Good.
One of the great things that we had a lot of teamwork. We had 20 workers coming up from the Southwest District, 20 workers coming up from the Southeast District, and they've been with us through the snowstorms. They brought equipment up, 10 from each district, 10 plow trucks. We also got snowblowers from St. Louis and from the Northwest District up and around St. Joseph.
Hmm.
And those are working right now, and they're extremely valuable.
We also
have contractors out, and they have road graders out, and they'll be working into the rural districts. So that's a big help.
Well, we had an earlier report on one of our newscasts that some 8 of the plows were in the ditches, and we talked about that. But there are some 200 plows working the streets of Kansas City. Is that accurate?
Ordinarily, we have 200 plows in our 9-county area, and then we added another 20.
Okay.
That's 10 from the southeast and 10 from the southwest.
Okay.
Plus, you can add in the two snowblowers. So about 222 pieces of equipment out there.
Okay. And I would assume that like Andy, you're recommending that people stay off the roads at least for the next few hours, if at all possible.
Exactly. Just call it a day. Just don't come in. Just stay off the roads. Let us have a chance to get this stuff moved away, and you're going to have a wonderful commute tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it. I like your optimism there. Hey, Steve, last week's storm, I mean, it has to make things a little more challenging because, I mean, where do you push this stuff?
Well, we did what we needed to do over the weekend. We kept on 12-hour shifts working around the clock, and we pushed snow back as far as we could off the shoulders so that we would have some room to put this latest round, and we're really glad we did.
Mm-hmm.
There may have been some areas throughout Kansas or Missouri where they didn't do that, and they're finding it more difficult to get the roads clear because they couldn't get the snow pushed back far enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's another advantage of having the snow blower come in from St. Louis. We were able to get across some of the bridges and some areas where we had walls, or we had guardrail, and we couldn't push that snow right up against the guardrail because there's no place else for it to go. But with a snowblower, you throw it 30, 40 feet away and get it way, way far from the roadway.
I see.
So that you don't have to deal with it the second time.
I'm going to let you go, Steve, because I know you're a busy guy today, but I just wanted to ask you, are there any kind of new technologies that you're able to, you know, that are at your disposal that help you that maybe 5-10 years ago weren't available?
Well, that's a good point. We invented the tow plow. A tow plow covers 2.5 lanes instead of just covering one lane as a regular tandem dump would do with a plow in the front. We not only invented it, we fabricated the first one right here in our district out of the Oak Grove facility. So they're all over the United States, in fact, all over the world right now. Tow plows are a big help. We also are using tail plows that swing out from the back of the truck, and that also helps us cover nearly 2 lanes in areas where we can't get a full tow plow. Tow plow will use in a gang plow operation and cover 2.5 lanes and then have maybe 2 or 3 other plow trucks behind that in a team plowing operation that moves all the snow off of an interstate all in one big pass.
I think I saw one of those working the other day. At first I thought that the truck was going off the roadway, but it was kind of swinging that tow plow into the heavy snow as it went along, and I soon realized that, you know, it was by design. It was really interesting to observe.
Yeah, you saw something rare. Once we get those things out and deploy those, they don't swing back. We just keep running them and running them for hours.
Well, Steve, I appreciate you taking the time to join us on Central Standard this morning.
Well, have a good day.
Yeah, you do the same, sir. And now we're joined by Sean Demery of the Public Works Department of Kansas City, and we're going to get a view. We're going to get down close to what's happening on the streets in Kansas City in particular. Hi, Sean.
Good morning.
What are you seeing out there at this point?
Well, we are turning a corner right now. The snow is dying down, which is a plus, and we are able to, we've been working, our crews have been out since last night, started out doing some salting before the snow went down, and then plowed as fast as it came down. Uh-huh. Right now, that's been the challenge, really. You've got fast snow coming down hard, that's been coming down, and it's been, it has been very wet and very thick, so it's been a challenge to remove. But we have been we've been working consistently, and we are getting a good solid run in the arterials and the major residentials. Then we'll move on from there.
Are you able to give us a timetable for when it might be safe to be on the roadways, or is it too early?
It is still a bit too early. We are we anticipate having a good handle on things by this afternoon, but it's still today is a good day to stay home.
I'm curious, you know, when roadways become virtually impassable like they did last week, and they're certainly bad, they got real bad overnight last night, how do you prioritize? I mean, do you try to make sure that there are pathways to the hospitals, pathways to the airport? How do you prioritize
We do have a set of priority roads that we hit first. We do look at the hospitals. We look at routes that emergency services providers use to, those are first most on our minds. And once we get from our move there and then we hit the major arterials and we get into the neighborhoods. Basically, a lot of it is getting into the neighborhoods when we are capable of doing so, mm-hmm. which is usually between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. So, but our arterial crews are at work 24 hours a day.
Before I let you go, Sean, I just want to ask you, have you seen or heard of any acts of heroics or maybe even acts of utter stupidity out there this morning?
Well, actually, this time we have been, and I have to say, this time we're not seeing all that much because this time people are staying home, and that is a plus. We have seen people who have gone out of their way to pull people out of or push people out of the or out of snow drifts or help pull cars out, but for the most part, people are hunkering down and waiting until things are done.
Sean, you have a pleasant day, sir, and thanks for taking the time out of your busy morning.
Well, thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Sean Demery is with the Public Works Department of Kansas City, and we're going to be talking to Captain Steve Young of the Kansas City Police Department. And hello, sir.
Good morning.
How's it going out there for you?
Well, it's really not too bad. It's much better than it was with our previous snowstorm.
Yeah. Have you had a lot of emergency calls? What's been taking place in terms of you know, the police department?
Well, on the roadway, we're still trying to get some of the cars towed that were on our list of 190 or so from the other day, but we really haven't been adding to that with accidents or other stranded motorists. It just, like Sean just said, it seems like most of the people are staying home today.
Yeah. It baffles me. It blows my mind. How on earth can you get police officers and patrols out there in this kind of weather to really serve the community?
Well, it is a little bit more difficult on a day like today, as you might imagine. A 8-cylinder rear-wheel drive Crown Victoria is a victim waiting to happen in the snow. So, but they do get around okay. We have to, you know, be pretty careful. But they're also prioritizing the calls that they're sending officers on today. So,
I see.
So that helps quite a bit.
And do you escort ambulances and that sort of thing in a range to help people get to the hospital, people that need immediate care?
Well, if there's a need and we can provide it, absolutely. But I'm not so sure that an ambulance wouldn't be able to get through the snow better than we could.
I see. Do you have any stories of heroics this morning or maybe some that defy explanation?
You know, I don't. I was on the phone with our communications supervisor just not that long ago, and she just said it's been super quiet and most everybody seemed to have heeded the forecast this time, and it's pretty quiet.
So do you think at this time, you know, tomorrow we'll be in good shape and the roads will be, you know, just like they normally are on a normal commuting day?
Well, I would hope so. And I think that the tows will probably have an easier time this time than they will the last because we don't have all the population out getting in their way. So hopefully so.
Yeah. Before I let you go, Captain Steve Young, does crime decline during, you know, blizzard-like conditions? Or do we see a different kind of crime emerge?
Well, It probably does a little bit, and I probably should knock on wood. But, our calls for service do decline. I think most people, whatever they may be up to, it's just too hard to get around. And if they want to get up, get out and be up to no good, it's just too difficult to do. So, it does get a little bit quieter on days like today.
Well, that's good to hear. And I want to ask you one last thing. What's the worst storm? How long have you been with the police department, first of all?
18 years.
18 years. What's the worst storm, worst weather event you've seen in those 18 years?
I'll tell you, it's hard to tell. Just been a lot of them. Probably anything that has to do with ice, because, like I said, in a Crown Victoria, if you go slow and you're careful, that you can still kind of bite and get some traction with some snow. But I remember working midnights in a Crown Vic when we had an ice storm a few times, and it's next to impossible to get anywhere.
Captain Steve Young is with the Kansas City Police Department. Be safe out there.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Our guests today were Mark Robbins, Jan Rogge from the play Good People, Andy Bailey at the National Weather Service, Steve Porter of the Missouri Department of Transportation, Sean Demery from the Public Works Department, and finally, Captain Steve Young of the Kansas City Police Department. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us, and we're going to be back in another few minutes, I believe. Steve Kraske is snowed in. You can find our archives, podcast, and a lot more on the Central Standard page on KCUR.org. Tune in tomorrow for a look at a true-false film festival. Up to Date is next with a look at Hackavate Healthcare 2013, and we'll continue to have updates on today's winter weather. Our show is produced by Matthew Long Middleton. I'm Bill Anderson. This is Central Standard.